Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Much like the dawning of a new day, the video game sequel is something that seems almost inevitable in this modern era. Very few are the titles that operate as one-and-done experiences in the AAA market, yet some developers see the concept of a sequel in a slightly different light, as thanks to either contractual issues, the inability to carry on their own ideas after leaving a company, or simply because the lead creator has a style so unique that it ends up becoming their trademark, even video games that aren't directly linked can end up being seen as spiritual successors. I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are the 8 best video game sequels that weren't actually sequels. Number 8, Final Fantasy Tactics, Ogre Battle. While many titles will look to the Final Fantasy series as a point of inspiration for their own adventures, as let's face it, can you name any other franchise quite as prolific as Square Enix's monster of a franchise? The series isn't completely free itself from borrowing ideas from previous titles and reshaping them into new experiences. Take, for example, the utter delight that is Final Fantasy Tactics, which are heralded by many to be one of the finest examples of the tactics game genre. Ultra-polished, ridiculously addictive, and often with brilliant narratives, the Final Fantasy Tactics games really are a pleasure to play. And yet, without the equally brilliant Ogre Battle and Tactics Ogre games, they'd likely not even exist. Tactics Ogre Let Us Cling Together, what a title, shifted the gameplay of the prior Ogre Battle The March of the Black Queen, again, what a title, into something that Final Fantasy Tactics fans will instantly recognize, using an isometric viewpoint and a turn-based battle system. Unfortunately, despite the outstanding quality of the Ogre games, sales just weren't adding up. But rather than have the franchise die, Square Enix decided to take that concept and connect it to the much more popular Final Fantasy IP. Thus, Ogre Battle was allowed to live on, albeit under the guise of another. Number 7, Azura's Wrath, God Hand. Despite its rather stinky policy on DLC, aka charging people for the real ending of the game, Azura's Wrath truly is a special slice of video game savagery. From start to finish, this title is an adrenaline rush unlike any other, showing gamers the world over that despite what your parents will tell you, anger can solve all of your problems. Yet while the game's visuals, character design, and of course approach to making QTEs actually fun might seem fresher than a crisp winter morning, a lot of players began to comment that Azura's Wrath suddenly felt like a sequel to a much-loved, well, unless you were IGN, cult classic known as God Hand. Now, God Hand is one of the strangest action titles ever to exist, a game in which you could kick enemies square in the plums, battle a group of knockoff Power Rangers, and also race chihuahuas just for fun. This comparison was something that Azura's Wrath producer Kazuhiro Tsuchiya was utterly delighted by, noting that God Hand's approach to cartoonish levels of violence and moments of pure silliness was exactly what he was channeling while making his game. In his own words, he wanted to make a game that nobody had seen before, and stated that, "I'm sure that that was the same motivation behind the team that made God Hand as well." Number 6, Football Manager, Championship Manager. While I personally might not know the difference between a technical foul and the offside rule, I think that's covered by my car breakdown insurance, right? I do know one thing for sure, and that is that people absolutely love the Football Manager games. That said, things weren't so rosy in 2003, when the original Football Manager game came into existence through a dispute with Eidos. You see, the original game was called Championship Manager and had been doing wonders for the company and its creators ever since its original title dropped in 1993. When the developers wanted to leave, Eidos denied them access to the game rights, and thus a new franchise had to be born, carrying over much of the features that made the original so bloody popular. Both Championship and Football Manager would actually run side by side for a while, but when Square Enix bought and then absorbed the rights and turned things into a mobile-centric experience, there was a sharp decline in passion for Championship Manager, ultimately seeing it being canned in 2018. Number 5. Dark Souls, Demon's Souls. Dark Souls as a series is one built around a core concept of never, ever giving up, even in the face of rather overwhelming odds. And while this mantra is normally doled out to players in incredibly harsh terms, it's a message that FromSoft learned the hard way when it came to the release of Demon's Souls for the PS3. When the game dropped in Japan, sales and critical reception were lukewarm to say the best, and even Sony's president called the title an unbelievably bad game, leading Sony to pass on publishing the game outside of Japan, leaving that job up to Atlus. Thankfully, the game became a smash hit in the West and prompted the genesis of the Souls series as we know it today. However, when it came to making a sequel because of issues with Sony and Bandai Namco, Miyazaki and his team were unable to actually call Dark Souls a true follow-up, and so the game had to settle for being seen as a spiritual successor. So there we have it, one of the greatest sequels to a game that wasn't actually a sequel.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Number 4. Anarchy Reigns, Mad World. I think the only thing more shocking than the fact that Mad World, a game so covered in gore that even the Evil Dead said that's a bit too rich for my blood, mate, dropped for the rather kid-friendly Wii console, is the fact that Anarchy Reigns, a game that also stars Jack Kamen in the lead role, was not considered a sequel. Things do start to make a bit more sense when you look at the wider picture, however. For a start, the game was designed to be a multi-platform title, and with Nintendo's deal making sure that Mad World was always going to stay as a Wii exclusive, changes had to be made. And when looking at the two side by side, it also showcases how Anarchy Reigns looked to build on what Mad World had established. The colour palette increased from lots of red to having a bit more than that, and had a much greater cast of characters, letting the player take up the mad mantles of 16 different fighters. This greater roster reflects Anarchy Reigns' shift from one versus many to multiplayer brawling, as the title's big gimmick at the time was taking Mad World and making it multiplayer. And trust me, when you could actually get into a match online, things got utterly silly within mere moments. It was actually a pretty smart move on behalf of the game's producer Atsushi Inaba, who was also the driving force behind Mad World, used the star of the former game to introduce players to the latter game, but then provide expanded gameplay to help cement that this was Mad World, but bigger and indeed bloodier. Number 3. Maximo Ghosts to Glory, Ghosts and Goblins. Oh, Ghosts and Goblins, just when I thought I was able to finally break free of the vice grip that you have on my heart, you punched right through my ribcage with the almighty return to form that was Ghosts and Goblins Resurrection. Seriously, if you have not played that title, I urge you to do so as it is 2D platforming bliss. But just maybe don't do it if you have a weak heart or high blood pressure, as you'll be fizzing by the end of the first bloody level. Despite its rampant popularity, popularity, however, Capcom didn't seem that interested in pumping out sequels for Ghosts and Goblins, going years and years between entries, and even growing so bored of keeping things 2D that they actually released a 3D spiritual sequel called Maximo Ghosts of Glory on the PS2. And you know what? It was utterly brilliant. Seriously, the art design, the difficulty, and the tone of this game were just, oh, utter chef kiss. As was the fact that despite not being officially related to Ghosts and Goblins, Capcom wasn't afraid to reference Maximo's inspiration. For example, when Maximo gets damaged, he'll pop out of his armor and show off his boxer shorts. And in the game's opening level, they even play a revised version of Ghosts and Goblins' classical theme. What a corker of a game. And you know what? The sequel is even better. Number 2, Resident Evil Sweet Home. Despite many seeing the original Resident Evil as the grandfather of the survival horror genre, it turns out that the Arklay Mansion might well have been built on the foundations of several other games. Now, many noted that the tank-like controls were reminiscent of the later Alone in the Dark titles, and the setting of a gothic mansion with Lovecraftian vibes sure did seem to be on the table when Resident Evil was being created. However, the game in which Resident Evil is the spiritual successor to, according to Capcom at least, is a Famicom title known as Sweet Home. Both titles were spearheaded by Shinji Mikami, and originally Resident Evil was designed to be a remake of Sweet Home, which would now be able to make use of the PlayStation's processing power in order to bring elements of Sweet Home to life in ways that prior hardware prevented. Yet, because Capcom ended up losing the rights to Sweet Home, the game needed to be rebranded. Making the name change from Sweet and Home to Resident and Evil makes so much more sense than the rather confusing title did when it dropped in Western markets back in the mid-90s. And number 1, The Witness, Mist and Riven. The Witness is such a beautiful bastard of a game. A beautiful bastard that pats you on the back with one hand for solving a rather tricky puzzle and then pushes you off a cliff into the nether with the other saying, "Have fun trying to figure this one out, mate." The combination of massive open world devoid of direction and puzzles so hard that they could even beat up that kid at school's dad made for an experience quite unlike anything that many gamers had experienced thus far. However, for golden oldies, this feeling would actually be quite reminiscent of the video game Myst, and more so its sequel Riven, as both games center around exploration, puzzle solving, and rather mystical elements. While The Witness would take an absolute deep dive into insanity with its multiple endings, some of which don't just break the fourth wall but leave it utterly shattered in pieces and then grind the wall dust into your eyes, Riven and Mist were no stranger to the, strange. In these games, you'd encounter time travel, magic, fathers and sons trapped in books, all wanting to kill the other, all of which was just stitched together with rich and rewarding puzzle-centric gameplay. Honestly, if you have finished The Witness and still have that itch to scratch, go back and play Mist and Riven. You will not be disappointed.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.